This is The Catalyst. I'm Chris Cooper, and I'm going to share with you the workouts that we're going to be doing at my gym this week so that you can try them on your own, or even better, book a no sweat intro, come and chat with our coaches and talk about whether this is right for you. First, though, I want to talk about commitment because January is coming up and a lot of us are going to commit, at least in our minds, to some kind of New Year's resolution to exercise more, eat better, you know, and end 2025 feeling better about ourselves than we started it. Here's my recommendation to you. Splash, don't skip. If you really want to know how something works, immerse yourself for a month. Commit to it. We call this a golden habits challenge or a golden hour challenge, and we're going to be running one in January. A golden habits challenge is just basically practicing consistency, building a new lifestyle by doing the basics over and over and over again until they become a habit. You are, in the end, what you repeatedly do. But the first reps are always hard. Joining the gym, walking through the door, booking the appointment. These things feel hard, but they're only hard inside your head. And those first few reps are always the hardest ones. The second time you come in the gym will be easier. The second time you do an air squat will be easier because you'll know how to do it. The fifth workout will be easier than the second one. And the 30th will be easier still. And eventually what will happen is you'll find yourself going to the gym four times every week, not because you're motivated, not because you're forcing yourself, but because it's what you do. And a year from now, you'll find that going to the gym feels great because it's part of who you are. It becomes one of your defining characteristics. And when going to the gym, being fit is part of who you are, your whole life changes. So immerse yourself for a month. Look, we did CrossFit, or we ran CrossFit for months before I even did my first real workout. But the shameful truth is that we knew about CrossFit in 2003 and I dismissed it. I said, this can't be right. And so in 2006, we launched a study into exercise adherence. We're trying to figure out what kind of exercise can we give people that will make them stick to it and want to keep coming back. Because let's face it, if you love any kind of exercise and you stick to it for 10 years or 20 or 30, you're way ahead of the person who's doing the hardest, most crushing, competitive exercise right now. That's right. If you start Tai Chi and continue it for 30 years, you will have a fitter, healthier life than somebody who does CrossFit for 3 years and wins the CrossFit Games and never does it again. That's really what we care about here, is giving you stuff that you want to keep doing so that you can build a new life. Now, when we started this study in 2006, the results were kind of a shock to me. People liked exercise that was broad, general, inclusive, and unexpected. They liked it to feel like a game. They liked it to be a little bit challenging, but feeling like they could do it. In other words, people loved CrossFit, and I just didn't understand that. So putting CrossFit down into, what is it? Putting it into black and white is like, you know, blind people describing an elephant. Depending on where they are, their description is much different, right? Like, oh, this elephant is 3 inches around and it's ropey and it feels wrinkly. No, an elephant is this big floppy thing that feels like a sail and it's taller than I am. Well, no, you know, something else, right? Starting CrossFit after I did powerlifting for 3 years, I had trouble describing it because my concern was loss of strength, and runners worry about bulking up too much. But the reality is that CrossFit should be part of a broader prescription that's made personally for you. And that's what we do in these group classes. And so when I say that we're doing a CrossFit workout, we've placed it in the context of everything else so that it feels fun and challenging and you feel like you've accomplished something. What I suggest is that you join the gym, you commit for a good 3 months, and then you see, okay, what can we tweak a little tiny bit? But make that commitment to actually showing up. Even on days when you don't feel like it, even on days when you're not at your best, just show up and get it done until it becomes a habit. Now, a coach obviously will help you with this, but so will interesting workouts like these. Here's what we're doing this week, the week of December 9th. On Monday, we're going to do an aerobic workout only. So, hey, this is a great one to start with. You're going to do a little bit of air bike, a little bit of jogging, a little bit of rowing, a little bit of time on the ski erg, and then a minute of rest. And the coach will say, okay, rotate. Nobody's going to be checking to see how far you went, how fast you went, how much you lifted. Everybody is having a conversation, working out together, and making progress. I know that a lot of gyms advertise, oh, this is a judgment-free zone. And I get that. That's important. But the reality is that you want progress and no judgment. So if you join a gym because it's a judgment-free zone, but nobody's holding you accountable to show up, and nobody's telling you what to do, and nobody's saying, let's start right now, you're probably not going to use that membership. And unfortunately, that's how a lot of gyms exist. Tuesday, we're going to start with some strength. We're going to be doing some push press and some cleans. We're going to do 5 sets of 5 on each, really trying to challenge ourselves with the weight. This is going to help you lift something over your head and pick something up off the ground and lifting it to shoulder level. What's this good for? Well, I mean, if you're doing any kind of sport, it's enormously helpful in playing your sports better. You'll get faster, you'll get stronger, you'll get more power. But if you're like me and you're training for everyday life, what this means is that you can lift the back end of your snowblower, little lawn tractor, when it gets stuck. You know, ask me how I know. You can press something up over your head if the snowbanks are getting high and you're trying to get that shovel full of snow up higher. You can help your kid get something down off a top shelf. You can keep yourself out of the nursing home long term. When you can't bend down, touch your toes, or lift a can of soup up over your head, you're going in the nursing home. And I really want you to avoid that as long as possible. Wednesday, we're going to start with an aerobic workout. We're going to be doing lunges, some curl and press, some step and squat, curl and press again. And then we're going to get into a really challenging CrossFit workout. And this is a classic called Angie. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to start a clock. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. And then you're going to do 100 pull-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 squats. Now, if this is your first time doing Angie, break them up any way you want. Do all the pull-ups first, and then 5 push-ups, 5 sit-ups, 5 squats for 20 rounds. Do 5 pull-ups first, and then do all the push-ups, and then do 5 pull-ups, and then do all the sit-ups. Whatever you want to do, break it up any way you want. Make it a game. It is a game. Just get it done as fast as you can. Push yourself. Then, from there, on Thursday, we're going to be doing some strength work on the sumo deadlift and the thruster, just like last week, but heavier. We're building slowly in strength, right? This is just called progressive overload. Then we're going to do an aerobic workout with some burpees and some planks. So we're going to be doing a lot of core bracing here. And then finally, we've got another classic CrossFit workout called Elizabeth. So this time, we're going to start the clock again. You're going to do 21 reps of each of these, and then 15 reps of each, and then 9 reps, and then say, I'm done, and collapse. You're going to do squat cleans and ring dips, 21 of each, then 15 of each, and then 9 of each. On the clock, racing. Some of the top performers in the world can do this in about 7 minutes. It takes me about 15. Other people in your group are going to take 30. Whatever. You're just trying to get the work done. And then finally, Friday, we're going to be doing some supersets of leg raises and back extensions, planks and lunges, curls and dips. Again, we're trying to build strength on both sides of the joints, including your lower back and hips, including your mid-back and core, including your shoulders and elbows. And then we're going to finish with some aerobic work. Now, Saturday, we've got kind of a catalyst tradition, and we call this the super meet. What you're going to do is you're going to show up between 9 and 11, and you've got a 2-hour window, and your goal is to hit the heaviest lift you can in snatch, clean and jerk, back squat, deadlift, press, and a weighted pull-up. And then you're going to take your best lift from each of those 6 and add them up, and that's your score. It's super fun. It feels like a weightlifting meet or a powerlifting meet. You're going to love it. See you this week in the gym.